Breakfast with Crossy. The Road Hammers is Jason McCoy. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, good talking to you. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been a while since we last caught up. You guys, I won't say you've been quiet, because I'm sure, I mean, obviously the last 12 months have been a bit ridiculous, but you guys obviously play heaps of shows back when you could. You got some new music out for the first time for a couple of years.
Yeah, we got a new single, Boys Are Back At It, and it's just going gangbusters. So, yeah, last time we were down was CMC Rocks of Queensland, and I think we were, I'm going to say 2 years ago, maybe two, 3 years ago. It's been a while, but
yeah.
The thing is, you guys are a long way away, but it's always worth the trip, and it feels like, you know, it actually feels like a second home, I think, because we're part of the Commonwealth from Canada to Aussie, and it just feels like a better version of Canada. Don't air this in Canada, but don't tell anybody, but I'm going to be loud. But I just enjoy it. It's a hoot.
Yeah. But you were coming to Australia before the Road Hammers, is that right?
Yeah, I came down as a solo artist for many years and played Tamworth a few times, traveled, you know, up and down the coast, and got to tour around with Adam Harvey, who's been a good friend over the years. It's been great. So actually, you know, being able to tour with the Hammers down there has been a real treat. And, you know, actually, you guys really embrace Canadian country artists, because you've had Tim Hicks down there, you've had Dean Brody. So it means a lot to us, you know, that we get to play, because, like, we don't take it for granted. I want people to know we don't take it for granted, just like when other artists come to Canada. It's like, you guys have so many great talents there, and I'm such a huge fan. So when we come down, it feels really nice that you're welcoming us into, you know, such a talented hotbed. It's hard to measure up. You guys rock.
Do you think you could see yourself collaborating with any Aussie artists?
Oh, I'd love to. Boy, there's you name it. The Wolf Brothers, gosh, I think that actually we last time we were down there, or planning to before actually COVID, we said that we should get together with a few artists and do like a guest thing for the upcoming EP. But now that things are opening up a little bit, hopefully we're able to travel, and I'd be able to find a studio somewhere near the ocean, man, and just sit down there for 2 weeks and do it.
Yeah. I'm chatting with Jason McCoy from the Road Hammers this morning. Mate, we just played the song before, but here's a bit of a taste. This is Dan Davidson, Roll With It.
You gotta roll with it. Can't win it if you don't scratch the ticket.
And that song features you guys, the Road Hammers. And I tell you what, we've had quite a few comments about that song as well.
Yeah, we do. So we wrote that with Dan. Dan actually produced the new single, The Boys Are Back At It. And he's a super talented guy. He kind of comes from the rock world, so I always like that when country has a bit of an edge to it, you know, with that. But he's a big fan of traditional country, too. But, yeah, it's really cool. I kind of do the low parts, you know, I'm that guy. But it's a lot of fun. It's just come out in Canada, so thank you very much for spinning it. But Dan's become a good friend and really a great guy. And the thing about Dan is when he produces our records, he's the best guitar player in the band, and it irks all of us. He's so good. But it's a lot of fun. You know, I was just going to say, last time we were down there, we also played the Winton Way Out West Fest, which was awesome, because it was the first time we'd really got to be in a, like, it's not that outback, but kind of starting into the outback towns, you know?
I mean, and Winton's pretty remote.
All I remember... those bugs, like the flies, I don't know what they're called. But yeah. Man, it was like you could put a saddle on one of those things. It was insane. But it was awesome. And I just love that. The best parts I've had in Australia visiting is like after a tour, you know, renting a car with my wife, going up the coast and just stopping in places and hanging with people. Because like that's, I always say like touring for us is almost just a gateway to get to do what we love to do, and that's just hang out with people.
Yeah. That's basically why I work in radio. There's a bunch of things I want to do, and I thought, well, what kind of job do I need to do all those things, you know?
So, yeah, you know what? Radio's a great social job, too, because you get to keep up on your music that you love, and you get to hang out with the people in the community, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I love music. I love talking rubbish. I enjoy going to festivals. That's basically what I do here, so it's great.
There you go.
And I get paid for it.
Right?
But, mate, tell us about this new song. The boys are back at it.
Wow. Well, Clay wrote it with a couple of great songwriters, Jason Blaine, Derek Rutan, and Derek's written a whole pile of number ones over the years for Blake Shelton, you name it, but Eric Church and Dirk Bentley. But the cool thing is that the song is all about kind of, you know, getting back at what you love to do, And it's funny because it was written before the pandemic, and we were like, perfect, this has to be on the EP. But as things started, you know, getting into this pandemic, like, this has to be the first single, and we got to release it around the time when this starts lightening up. And it's just, I think it kind of speaks to what we all feel, like, we enough of this. We want to get back, you know, when it's safe, but we want to get back to doing what we love, and that's hanging with people and being loud.
It seems like the perfect We're Back song.
It is. Absolutely it is. And, you know, kind of modeled off the, you know, the Thin Lizzy song, you know, the boys are back in town, right? So
yeah.
Even the font for the little thing on, you know, on YouTube and all that, it's kind of, you know, based on that Thin Lizzy thing. So, because, you know, with the Hammers, it's all about a couple of, you know, like twin guitars and really rocking drums. And it's you know, it's kind of, we got a 70s influence, we got country, we got a bit of everything, right? But this song was a lot of fun to record, and it really felt good to be, after a couple of years not having recorded, feels good to be back with the guys. You know, the boys are back at it, so it just felt good doing what we love.
Well, we certainly can't wait to hear this song live, but until then, we'll play it on the radio. But Jason, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you today, and hopefully at some point we'll see you down under again soon.
Oh, I got to tell you, we can't wait. It can't come soon enough. We miss everybody in Australia. Thank you so much for supporting the Roadhammers, and just can't thank you enough, Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.